The King of the Prince of Persia franchise is tackling a different kind of story. Jordan Mechner was one of the earliest video game pioneers, but his father and his grandfather cut their own paths through the horrors of World War I and then through Europe as the Nazis started rounding up members of their Jewish family. Mechner writes and illustrates his dramatic family history in Replay, Memoir of an Uprooted Family. It's a graphic novel of very real events, and Jordan Mechner joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you.
You begin this graphic novel with scenes of your grandfather and father trying to get out of Vienna, as you say, after Germany takes Austria before World War II. And then you go into kind of non-linear mode, bouncing between timelines. Your father fleeing the Nazis as a child, your grandfather's youth a generation prior, your own family and career timeline. And I'm curious, why did you choose to tell it that way?
Yeah, and at first I had the idea that, well, I'll do a book about my grandfather's story, and then I'll do a book about my own story making games on the Apple II in the 80s. They kind of merged. At a certain point, I realized that the only way I could really do justice to telling my grandfather's and my father's story was to first tell my own. Mm-hmm. In the course of doing the book, of writing and drawing these pages, I actually became aware of links that I hadn't consciously been aware of.
Oh, wow.
When I started. I mean, probably the most obvious is that I moved to France 8 years ago with my two teenage kids because of a professional opportunity. Mm-hmm. It was to do a new Prince of Persia video game project based in Montpellier in the south of France. And it wasn't until later that I realized that I had replayed in reverse what my grandparents had done in moving their two kids across the Atlantic in the other direction. Of course, they did it to save their family. I did it to make a video game, so it's not comparable. And yet, there was this kind of symmetry, this theme of mirroring.
Yeah. Well, I kept thinking about it as I was reading your graphic novel, Replay. I was also born in New York State. And then for a professional opportunity, a journalism job, I moved my young family to Shanghai and suddenly realized or learned more about that's where my mom was born. It's where her father, my grandfather, was arrested and convicted, sentenced, imprisoned. And I kind of learned that story. And it was kind of being in that place that really catapulted me to want to chase that story. So I understand the impulse a little bit. What I find fascinating and I want to ask you about is part of the telling. The colors in the different boxes of the drawings, the boxes where you're telling kind of deep history, right, going back to your grandfather and your father's stories are in black and white and gray. Your own history, is that right, is in yellow boxes.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how you came up with that idea.
So because Replay is a book of three interweaving timelines, I thought that to make it really clear for the reader, I used sepia to portray my father's and grandfather's memories, that is, these things of the 30s and 40s that I'd been told about. I used blue for my own memories of the 1970s and 80s, you know, making games on the Apple II. And then I used yellow for the present day. It kind of makes it easy for the reader at a glance to see where they are. And even just turning the page, you can kind of see, okay, so this is like just a one-panel flash forward to the yellow timeline, or you can see, okay, now we're moving into a sequence that's going to take us into the past.
And you have splashes of red representing the Nazis.
Yeah, I used red for the Nazi flags and then also for a couple of other things during the book, which in France in 1940, when my dad and his young aunt flee the occupied zone to get to Vichy and Nice, where they think they're going to be safe, then when they see the French flag, the tricolor, under Pétain, I used red.
The collaborators.
Yeah, and it was really no safer than the Nazi regime. It was just with the French flag instead of with the swastika.
Yeah, it's too bad we're on the radio because it's such a visual experience that readers will get. You, of course, are known in your career as a video game maker, designer for Prince of Persia and Karateka. I guess there are several ways to say that. These are landmark games from the 1980s. And your family has been part of the creation. I understand you filmed your father and your brother to create the animations for the main characters to make them look lifelike.
That's right. They were my first rotoscope models for Karateka and for Prince of Persia.
But here in Replay, this is the first time you've drawn your family as your family. you know, it is by definition very personal. Why the decision in this project to go so personal with yourself and your family history?
I mean, Replay is really a first for me in many ways. I mean, it's the first autobiographical personal story that I've told about my family. It's also the first time that I've drawn a book as well as writing it. Over the last 15 years, you know, I started writing graphic novels in collaboration with artists, and seeing what they did really reawakened in me the desire to draw myself. I used to draw comics as a kid, basically up until age 12 when I got interested in programming, and I kind of stopped drawing comics for about 4 decades.
Oh,
Replay was really a return to a kind of a more personal and intimate form of expression. You know, there's something about a blank piece of paper with pen in hand and having the creative freedom to experiment and to draw something. It actually took me back to programming games in the 80s, you know, because it was almost a solitary artisanal kind of work, as opposed to working with teams and having meetings
Lonelier.
And talking about things.
Yeah, creative project. I can understand that. I'm curious how readers have responded so far, because, you know, we all have family stories that are different, and yet there are moments in your telling that seem so universal, or at least kind of tap into my own story. There is one instance where is it your father, and he is trying to get on a boat to come to North America. Tell me if I have this right. And then he and his relative, they miss one, and they get on the next one, and they realize the original boat that they didn't get on, it would have been tragic, right? I was there.
It ran into a typhoon, and there was, you know, an epidemic broke out on board. Yeah.
Yeah. And boy, my dad, as he was a young child leaving China ahead of the communists, they missed one boat out of Shanghai, and then they got on the next one. And when they got to northern Taiwan, they learned that the first one sank. I mean, those moments. Do you talk to readers who say, you know, your story is specific and yet so universal?
I've heard versions of that from so many people. You know, the book was published first in France, so even though it was just released a couple of weeks ago in English, for the last 8 months, I've been talking to readers in France, and, you know, who come from different countries, and over, I've heard people say that it reminded them of their own family story. Every story is specific. The details are specific. But I think many of us who are children of immigrants, you know, of people who've lived through an upheaval, hear these stories of incredible luck, you know, and survival. And of course, we're here as the product of that luck.
Yeah, yeah. And there's an impulse in you. You kind of frame yourself as someone who gathers, has a lot of boxes of things, family, mementos, etc. You're the gatherer, yeah?
Yeah, I do have a tendency to keep old floppy disks with source code and game development notes and things like that. I kind of made the connection for the first time because my grandfather, when he retired as a doctor in Brooklyn, he spent 3 years of retirement writing a family autobiography. I mean, just for the family, he typed like 1,000 pages of his recollections with photos and documents. And it was only in doing Replay that it occurred to me that in a way I had kind of taken on that responsibility, almost as if he had passed the baton.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this feeling of obligation to testify, to bear witness, I think he brought that as someone who had survived the First and Second World Wars and wanted the next generation to know what the family had survived.
This project, did it change you or help to fill out your own sense of who you are?
Yeah, very much. I think like a lot of children of immigrants, you know, I grew up with the feeling that there was kind of something behind my own life. Like there was like a previous chapter that I hadn't been there for, as you said about like going back to Shanghai for the first time. The combination of moving back to France, of being in France, being in Europe, kind of on the ground where my dad had been a refugee, where his life had been in danger, where all of these things happened. And then also doing the research, you know, interviewing my dad in more detail and then speaking to historians, and it all became so much more concrete. Things that I'd heard about as a kid, you know, that my dad had told me or that my grandparents had said, but I couldn't quite picture it. Now, having had to draw the book, I think it enabled me to picture it and also to project myself into those scenes in my own imagination in such a way that made it all that much more vivid.
Key features of your video game overlap with your own discoveries, I gather, over your own family history, your kind of treasured family story. In the course of doing this, are there some spooky coincidences you come across?
Absolutely. In some way, Prince of Persia games have always been about time. Time powers and time running in unexpected directions. And replay, of course, is interwoven timelines, kind of jump back and forth. Some things happened in the course of writing and drawing this book that I honestly can't quite explain in terms of simple cause and effect. It almost feels like the past is present. Somehow time is flowing in both directions simultaneously.
Jordan Mechner is creator of Prince of Persia, and his graphic novel is called Replay, Memoir of an Uprooted Family. Great read, Jordan. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much.